All right, so we'll say good morning. I just WhatsApped everyone the all of the pages. Again, some of them we have from yesterday, but we'll just, I'm not sure what I copied, what I didn't copy. In any event, let's pick up page Resh Yud Gimel. So remember, again, the Mechaber has introduced us to this idea, that although Pesach, which, again, seems to be almost like the pinnacle of the holiday, or the Judaic holiday experience, is an incredible Yom Tov. But the idea of Pesach is a transfer from one Avdus to another. We were servants to Paro, then we became servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet the Mechaber suggests over here that Purim is even a more elated experience, that it's not even a Dinin Avdus. Meaning, because at the end of the Purim story, as we discussed, Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan, we are still ultimately, again, the servants of Achashverosh, yet there is a higher level connection than anything else we've ever established. Somehow there's a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that transcends the concept of Avdus and becomes something even more. So let's begin. Take a look at page Resh Yud Gimel, the bottom. He says, So how does this avoda, how does this elated level of connection manifest itself? So also remember again, the Gemara says, that a person is obligated to drink on Purim until they don't know if there's anything. Cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. Now, what does that mean? Shishneim shavim gam bigamatria 502 kimo shikasa besara. Interestingly enough, Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai both have the same numeric value of 502. Umitzata omek ha-penimi, turn the page to Resh Dalet, and on a deeper level, miskala hanekudashi lamala me'ata bechartonu. Chayiv inesh levasume bepurya ad delo yada. Itzumo shayom apurim. Maybe as ha'adam l'tfisa penimis shall ad delo yada. So listen to how amazing this is. The Mechaber here suggests that the experience of Purim is ad delo yada. What does that mean? So we often assume that ad delo yada is a statement of a condition of drunkenness. I should drink until I don't know. They've seen Arhaman and Baruch Mordechai. So interestingly enough, what the Mechaber here points out is that Arhaman and Baruch Mordechai have the same numeric value. So they're not so different, so to speak, from a gematria perspective. Adalo Yoda means that on Purim I'm supposed to have the experience. I'm supposed to go ahead and somehow connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad delo yoda, until I experience a connection that I have never known before. Is that a beautiful interpretation? Ad delo yoda. I'm supposed to experience, the experience of Purim is that I get to know the Ribono Shel Olam. Ad delo yoda, till I get to a point that I have never known him before. Kashira Adamaskara Savoda, page ratio down the second paragraph. When a person begins his avoda, Kiviyachal hu maschil osa mehalech shal nisan, mehalech shal pesach, lokeach la'adam yud beis chodesh, ad shemagia lemehalech hiskalo shal purin. Umitzad tefisa zu, adam maschil es avodosa mitoch tefisa shiyesh avoda, ad shumagia lesof amoadim umiskala etz lo hanakuda shilamala min avoda. We'll say, remember, we pointed this out yesterday, that the Yom Tovim represent a cycle. We begin ultimately the cycle of Yom Tovim with Pesach. That is the first stop on the calendar. And ultimately, again, each and every Yom Tov has a manifestation of God in a particular way. Until ultimately, again, we get to Purim, because remember, Purim is the last of the Yom Tovim. And on Purim, what we're privileged to have is not just connection with God in a general way, in a specific way, but rather, again, we have an overarching connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that there's a connection with the Shoresh. There's a connection, ultimately, again, with the root, with the essence of the Ribono Shel Olam. We'll say, you hear this dramatic difference, that whereas, let's say, again, and this was the example of Pesach, so whereas Pesach, I'm connecting with the Ribono Shel Olam as an Eved, right? I was an Eved to Paro, now I'm an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purim, and again, each and every Yom Tov has a different level or different form of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purim represents a connection with the Shoresh. Purim represents connection, a hizdabkus bo yisbaruch, a connection with the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Aval yeshna b'chin hafucha, no'otz sofan b'tchinosan, hari la'achar Purim, magia la'shana, chozer chalila, umagia, ot pam nisan va'ot pesach, ומצד התפיסה הזו, הרי שהפסח שנקרא עשה עבודה, בא אחרי הגילוי של פורים. But here's something interesting. So we'll say, if you look at the year as a spiritual progression, right? If you look at the year ultimately again, in the following situation where I start with Pesach, and again, by the way, you could plug this into every Yom Tov, though we're not going to do that this morning, but you could plug this, every Yom Tov represents a specific avenue of connection with God. So for example, if Pesach ultimately again is God as the master, what's next? Then we have Shavuos. Shavuos is the Ribono Shel Olam as the teacher, and ultimately Sukkis is the Ribono Shel Olam as the provider. Each and every Yom Tov has a different identity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Mechaber, the amazing part about Purim is that Purim represents a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam. Histapkus b'shoresh is I'm not connecting with one aspect of God or an aspect of God, but rather I'm connecting with the very essence of the Ribono Shel Olam. So when you look at the Pesach through Purim progression, that makes a lot of sense. There's only one issue, which is that after Purim, what happens? Pesach, right? So how do I account for that restart of the cycle? So he says something amazing. Be'etzem, elu shnei shorashim klalim, le'nekudas avodah shel ha'adam. He says, yesh mahalach sha'adam maschil b'nisan, maschil b'pesach, o mesayim ba'adar b'purim. O mitzad zeh, hu maschil ba'olam ha'tmura, olam ha'avodah, olam ha'nisyonos, עד שהוא מגיע לנקודה של למעלה מסיכון מלך חשבון, למעלה מן המחשבה, ביטל הדס, והיינו עד לא יודע פורם. So we'll say, the Mechaber says something amazing. In reality, there are two different kinds of people. You know, whenever we say there are two different kinds of people, there are many more than two different kinds of people. But for our purposes today, we could create two groupings. There are some people whose relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu evolves. It evolves. And it begins with Pesach, and ultimately, again, goes through the Yom Tovim, and then reaches its pinnacle with Purim. And in that Purim relationship is where ultimately, again, man transcends knowing God in a particular fashion and connects with the essence, the root of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Purim is. However, Aval Meidach, Yeshna Nekuda Achar Shel Avoda, he says, Sha'adam Maschil Es Avoda Mipurim, Ula Achar Mikan Mahalek Shel Cheshbon, Zecheshben magia minekuda says dabkus shal anivra ikbiyotzo. Suppose that there are other people who start with Purim and then again make their way to the other Yom Tovim. What does that mean? That there are some people who are able to first connect with the essence, with the root of the Ribono Shel Olam, and then begin to see the different manifestations of God in this world. So says the Mechaber again, that's why the calendar is constantly evolving, because there are different people. There are some people who start with Pesach and with Purim. There are some people who begin with Purim and ultimately again then go through Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkis. I will say, but the idea for our purposes is, this is a dramatically new interpretation, a new insight, into the entire essence of Purim. So what is Purim? So the idea says the Mechaber is Chayiv in the Shlevasume Bepuria Ad Dilo Yada Bein Aruham and Baruch Mordechai. So I'll say Aruham and Baruch Mordechai are different manifestations of the Ribono Shel Olam's interactions with this world. The goal of Purim is Ad Dilo Yada. Until the idea is, don't know God as you normally know Him, but rather, again, know Him as you have never known Him before. What does that mean? That very often, we connect with manifestations of God. We connect with attributes of God. We connect with events of God. But rarely do we connect with the Ribono Shel Olam Himself, Bishorasho, in His essence. Says the Mechaber, Purim offers us that opportunity to connect with the Shoresh of the Ribono Shel Olam. So all this is very beautiful, right? An exceptionally beautiful idea with only one problem, which is, Right? So, first of all, what does this mean, the Shoresh? What does this mean, the Shoresh of God? And how? I mean, what exactly? Let's say, after it says something, if there's one thing I think we'd all agree on, is that, you know, Purim, for most of us, is not usually a day of Kovad Rosh and Devekas, right? It's not usually a day when I'm going ahead and I'm contemplating and I'm introspecting. No, true, maybe during the Suda, a person sings, a person drinks, and the drinking helps a person to be able to focus a little bit on the Ruchdiyas. But in general, big at all, it's not like an especially contemplative or introspective day. And yet the Mechaber is telling us that at the end of the day, the power of this day is I'm not connecting with God as a master, as a provider, as a this or as a that. I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Shoresh, in His essence. How does that happen? So I'll say, skip a little bit to page Resh Samech Zayin. So there's no hard copy of that, but you have that on the WhatsApp. So skip to page Resh Samech Zayin. So once listen to this, and with this we'll begin to touch on this dynamic, but we'll see how far we get. So look what he writes. The title of the paragraph is Hisdabkus Baseres Hadibros Ubein Od Milvado. So this is actually a very good mashal. Ninasa the virus had varm the milib pshutos mode. So I saw this line and I said, phew, wow, so happy. Right, let's try to explain this concept in a very, very simple fashion. Right, simple words. B'maymat Har Sinai, hayu shnei giluyim. Right, they both say, on Har Sinai, there were two different manifestations. Mechad, hayu gilui shal nesina satora, aser sadibros, shem shoresh kalatora kula. So we'll say, by Matan Torah, there were two distinct experiences that were occurring. On one hand, the Ribono Shel Olam gives us the Aseres Hadibros, gives the Ten Commandments. And we'll say, you know, we're familiar with the famous Reb Sajigon. Reb Sajigon brings down that all 613 mitzvos can be found in the Aseres Hadibros. So when God gives us the Aseres Hadibros, He's not just giving us 10 commandments, He's giving us the Torah in its entirety. So on one hand, there's a very concrete conveyance of law. On the other hand, split all of the heavens and showed us that there was none other than Him, which also has another way of saying what? That Matan Torah represented an incredibly intense divine revelation. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we saw God in a way that we have never seen Him before. So on one hand, concrete conveyance of law. On the other hand, a display of God that we've never experienced before. Heichon hu ischabrus shel shnei hamahalchim halalu. So we'll say, so what exactly is the connection between these two seemingly distinct experiences? We'll read one more line, then we'll stop for today. Yicholos lihios lekach shtei tzuros. Ha'achos b'ma sh'odem mischaber la'aseres hadibros, va'ayidei ha'knisa la'omek ha'pnimi sh'aseres hadibros, hu megala es mi sh'amer v'hayu ha'olam, sh'amulbash ha'mistater me'achorei aseres hadibros, aseres levushim. So we'll say, the simplest way to reconcile these two experiences is to say the following, that it's through a concrete and almost like framed interaction with God that serves as the portal to be able to go ahead and learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. I was about to say, this actually is a very important episode. Ramchal, Ramosh Chaim Letzatu, in his Sefer, in Mesilas Yesharim, in the section about Chasidus, we learned this together a few times, discusses that the idea of a Chasid is someone who understands that mitzvos are not an ends. Mitzvos are expressions of divine will. And the goal is that when I do a mitzvah, that teaches me what is important to God. And I use that ultimately, again, of figuring out what else I can do that falls into that same general framework of things that are important to the Ribono Shel Olam. So we'll say, so says the Mechaber over here, when looking at Matan Torah, there are two ways we can view Matan Torah. There are two experiences. There is Aseres Hadibros, and there is the divine manifestation and revelation. The way I can merge the two is to say that it was through the concrete law that man is able to experience the revelation. So we'll say, we'll have to stop over here in the middle. But again, we'll have to figure out how to reconcile these two different experiences in Matan Torah and recognize that herein lies the secret ultimately to understanding Purim.